6. Implementation structures. Theme 2 highlights the importance of interagency cooperation and collaboration. Cooperation and collaboration structures were established under the National Housing Strategy for People with a Disability 2011 to 2016, extended to 2021. The new strategy, 2022 to 2027, seeks to build on the work that has been done in establishing structures and to bring the work of the groups to the next level. The following structures are contained in the strategy. National Implementation Steering Group, established. Housing and Disability Steering Groups, established. National Thematical Focus Groups, being established. Regional Interagency Groups, being established. Bi-monthly meetings of the dedicated disability personnel in local authorities, being established. National Implementation Steering Group. This group, established in February 2023, is responsible for driving the implementation of the strategy and the monitoring of progress. This group is chaired by the Housing Agency and meets on a bi-monthly basis. There will be an annual monitoring meeting of the steering group, which will be chaired by the Assistant Secretary General of the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. The membership of the National Implementation Steering Group will be reviewed annually. The National Implementation Steering Group will establish the appropriate linkages in respect of housing, with the planned forum being formed to create a link between central government and local authorities on the application of the UNCRPD at local authority level. It will be open to the National Implementation Steering Group to refer any issues or barriers arising to the three departments, DHLGH, DOH and DCEDIY, who will engage as appropriate to focus on expediting decision-making at a senior level to ensure any barriers are dealt with at national department level. Housing and Disability Steering Groups, HDSGs. Housing and Disability Steering Groups, HDSGs, were established in each local authority area under the National Housing Strategy for People with a Disability 2011 to 2016, extended to 2021. The new strategy reaffirms the structure of the Housing and Disability Steering Groups as the most effective forum for the delivery of the outcomes of the strategy at local level. The strategy also stated that the membership of the existing HDSGs must be reviewed in quarter 3 of 2023 to ensure that the membership is consistent with that set out in section 11.2, page 72. Of the strategy. Each group will review and agree their terms of reference based on the requirements of Housing for All and this strategy. The terms of reference for each group will be submitted to the National Implementation Steering Group via the Housing Agency no later than the end of quarter 4 of 2023. The groups will be required to review and consult as appropriate on their local strategic plan by the end of 2023 to ensure that it aligns with the strategy and Housing for All. National Thematic Advisory Focus Groups. Individual advisory focus groups will be established from 2023 for each theme to advise the National Implementation Steering Group as required on the actions under the relevant themes. The membership of the groups will be drawn from people with lived experience, experts in the relevant areas, and other interested parties. The groups will be convened by the Housing Agency as required as actions are progressed. The Housing Agency will provide administrative support to the groups. Regional Interagency Groups. Initially, these groups will be established based on the HSE Community Healthcare Organisation, CHO, areas, but will be aligned to any reorganisation of these areas over the lifetime of the strategy. The role of these groups will be to bring together the local authority dedicated disability representatives and the HSE dedicated housing representatives for both disability services and mental health services to allow for cooperation and collaboration at an operational level. The groups will be facilitated by the housing agency, who will chair and provide administrative support to the groups, and will meet at least each quarter. A national forum for all the regional interagency groups will be held annually. Bi-monthly meetings of the dedicated disability personnel in local authorities. This strategy requires a dedicated disability resource within the housing department of each local authority, who will be responsible for the coordination of the interagency collaboration. The housing agency will facilitate a bi-monthly meeting of the dedicated disability personnel in local authorities to try to ensure consistency of practice across local authorities, including in the quarterly reporting to the local authority's Strategic Policy Committee and the National Implementation Steering Group. These meetings will also act as a platform for problem solving or escalation of issues, and will identify areas of policy or practice where training needs arise.